everybody. I'm Z.
Hey, Z.
And I'm an alcoholic, compulsive eater, and codependent. And I've done this work, as it's laid out in this book, with a very loving, patient God and very loving, patient sponsors. And I have made some amends. I'm willing to make them all. And I live in steps 9, 10, 11, 12, to the extent that I ask God each day to help me. Because certainly in these resentments, I found that I wasn't doing a very good job myself. So it was certainly true for me, all of the things I say in the beginning. It's just that I didn't know it was. I thought I was a pretty good person. So I thought when I read Searching Out the Flaws in Our Makeup, which caused us failure, being convinced that self manifested in various ways was what had defeated us. At the time I started this process, I did not think that I was the reason that I was ever defeated. I always thought it was something else. And what I found was one of the big things that I blamed was God. And I'll read you some of that in a little bit. But I do think resentment is the number one offender. And basically, it's when I'm afraid that I start blaming other people, because I can't face it on my own, so I start blaming them. And that was clearly shown in this process. But and I would even say we asked ourselves why we were angry. And for the most part, I didn't think I was angry. But, you know, I know that is because there was so much fear that I couldn't see the anger. I know that now. I didn't know that then. I certainly thought God and other people had injured me. And so everything on here was all about me, 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 me. But once again, I thought I was not a selfish person. And when I became truly thorough and honest, I could see that where my self-reliance failed me over and over again. And another one of the things that the wrongdoings of others were fancied or real. Either way, it had the power to kill us. And I saw over and over again in my resentments how I thought I knew what they were thinking. You know, I thought I knew that they were talking about me because just the look on their face. And all this stuff just isn't real. And I kept doing that over and over again all throughout my whole life. I was truly spiritually sick. That's it. I heard someone talk about this plan in this book is they refer to it as the GPS, and that was God's plan for spirituality. And this is truly, I mean, I went to a lot of workshops and different churches and all this trying to get this relationship with God, and I could never get it out there, but I could get it in here when I started looking inside. And I think that's what it takes for us to do that. And the prayers are so important when we're doing our writing our resentments, because I was delusional. So therefore, when I looked at these things that happened to me, I really couldn't see that I was at fault, because I thought it was all them. And but if we ask God to show us the truth and to help us remember things that I've buried so much stuff that sometimes I write something out and I think that was something I saw in a movie. I'd have to sit a minute and think about, did that really happen? And yes, it was. And that usually was the case when I wasn't being very nice. And the sick man's prayer was very important too. Someone that spoke or I read at some place called that the bridge to freedom, to forgiveness. I mean, and forgiveness is freedom. So this is sick man's prayer, realizing that other people in the world are just as sick as I am. No matter how well I get, I'm still a sick person, because this is the way that I want to think about things. And if I'm not practicing every day and praying every day for God to direct me, this is what I fall into over and over again, is thinking that it's all about them, and it's not about them, it's about me. Looking at my own mistakes was never something that I was very comfortable doing. And to think that I was selfish, dishonest, and self-seeking, frightening, that didn't fit with the picture. But it didn't fit with the picture because I was delusional. But when I write it down in black and white, admitted my wrongs honestly and willing to set them right, and I can only do that because of the prayers. I say that over and over again because the praying before you write is so critical. The first person on my list was God. And I'll just read you a few of the things and then read about how I saw it as dishonest and everything. Because I kind of pushed this one together instead of answering each one individually. God did not protect me from sexual abuse when I was 8 by an old boy. Fed my self-esteem, personal relationship, ambition, security, sexual relations, and fear. And I'm not going to read every one of those because all of them have to do with my security, self-esteem, and fear. And every once in a while, something else will be thrown in. This is so arrogant when I read it now. Did not give me the talents and abilities that I wanted. He gave them to me, but he didn't give them to me that I wanted. I wanted to be tall. I wanted to sing and play guitar. And I can't do any of those things. I talked to God, but God didn't talk to me. It turns out that God was talking to me. I just didn't know how to listen. He didn't give me my storybook life. No, then she lived happily ever after. That was what was in the movies, certainly back in my day, is, you know, you met someone and it was happily ever after. Number 5, allows bad things to happen and doesn't use his power to change it. And once again, very arrogant, all of these. Allows evil people to become rich, but not me. When do I get mine? he didn't make me rich or powerful. And I even blame my weight gain on him because he gave me a slow metabolism. Once again, just the arrogance of these things. And where was this selfish? I wanted God to keep me safe from being hurt physically and emotionally. I wanted God to give me the talents, abilities, and appearance that I wanted. I did not want God to allow things to happen to me and others. I wanted God to listen to me and do my bidding. And that's basically what I was wanting. And that is true for almost everything that I wrote. I basically wanted it my way. How was this dishonest? I thought God should give me what I wanted and what I prayed for. I thought God didn't love me since I didn't get what I prayed for. I fantasized how great my life would be if I had the gifts I wanted. My life would be wonderful. I thought that I could fix me just by having those things. The truth, God loves me. God gave me the perfect gifts for me and for the life He wants me to live. God has always been looking out for me. God has answered prayers, many of them, that I never even voiced. I don't have to earn God's love and grace. Self-seeking. That was the last part of that was, you know, the truth. And sometimes it's really hard to see the truth because it gets all messed up with the things that He didn't give us. So it's hard to see the truth for me. Much easier now. Self-seeking. And this is, you know, the actions I took based on what God did to me. I stopped going to church. I stopped seeking God. I tried to do things by myself and push God away. I blamed God for my problems. I complained. I pouted. I tried to make deals with God. I shamed myself. I was self-pitying. I withheld my gratitude and praise. And where was I frightened with God? I was afraid I was not good enough, smart enough, pretty enough for God to love me. I was afraid that I was not special, that I was irrelevant. I was afraid of going to hell because I was not a good girl and displeased God. I was afraid that there was no God, at least for me. I was afraid that the molestation had made me unworthy of God's love. I was afraid that my homosexuality made God angry and He wanted nothing more to do with me. I was afraid of being an outcast, unclean, and unlovable. And I could have never seen those things without praying to God. And this is another one that, this is my grandson. Once again, very self-centered, and you know, when I look at these things, why was I upset, you know, with Chandler? What had he done to me? He didn't apply himself in school, so that effect's going to affect me. Yeah. He made negative remarks about people. He wants me to buy him things. Isn't that what grandparents are for? how was I selfish in relation to Chandler? I wanted Chandler to imply himself in school. I wanted Chandler to be kind, not say negative things about people. I didn't want him to make anti-gay remarks. I wanted to buy him things when it was my idea and when I knew I had the money. The dishonest slash truth. Dishonest. I believe that if he studies and applies himself, he will have a happy, successful life. The truth is, I don't know his path. His life is between him and God. I have no powers over his happiness or success. I think people should be kind. My mother always told me, if you can't say something good, don't say anything. The truth is, what he says or does is none of my business. The truth is that I gossip. I tell myself that he is not grateful. The truth is, I have a choice to say no. I thought I could buy his love. The truth is, it's not for sale. Self-seeking. I blame Millie and Skip, my daughter-in-law and my son. I fantasized, if I were rich, I'd send him to a special school. Self-seeking. I become self-righteous, lecturing, and withdrawing. I withdraw, become moody, have a pity party, and frightened. I was afraid that I had failed his father and him, that I had not been enough, good enough, smart enough, or tried hard enough. I was afraid he would think ill of me, that I would lose his love. I was afraid that he would not love and care about me if I said no and didn't meet his wants. I think that's enough of those, because it's just the same thing over and over again with these. Something that someone shared in a lecture or in here, I'm not sure exactly when, made me realize that when I blame others, I make myself a victim. And doing this process, I no longer feel like a victim. I know that, I truly do know that God loves me. And I truly know that what other people do in this world is not my business. And I have to remind myself of that over and over again, because everybody out there in the world has not been through this process. So they, in some cases, they will blame me for something that I did unknowingly and maybe unjustifiably. But my relationship with God, when I pray and everything, God shows me how that they are sick just like I am. I'm not any better than them. I'm not any worse than them. I'm just a human person trying to do the best I can, and that's basically all I can do in this world. But if I am asking God to show me the right thing to do and staying close to him, you know, most of that doesn't even come up. I don't have those thoughts in my head because I'm not afraid. Because God really does shut down that fear. And that fear, I think, is the, as I said, the reason for the resentment is I'm afraid I'm not going to get something I want. Somebody's not going to like me. But it's just those same fears over and over again. And the same self-seeking, too. Self-pity. One of my things that really came up in this, too, was how self-righteous I could be. One of the things that I would write is justifiable anger. And, you know, that I was mad, but by George, I had a right to be. And that, you know, that's just not so anymore. I don't have a right to be mad at anybody, just like nobody should blame me for things going in their life. And it really feels good today. And thanks. I'm not going to be able to talk 15, 20 minutes, though. It's just I'm running out of steam. So